creek without the paddle.
Just be challenging.
Yes.
So I should carry some, maybe something from the manual, the radio, the TX manual's about 40 pages.
Yeah.
Just some basics or something to.
Well, I think that's true. And in fact, this evening we have Charlie's radio for the TravelNet, and I'm not familiar with the travel with his radio. Well, there's a sheet over there that has frequencies, all the frequencies for races laminated, but on the back is an instruction sheet of exactly that, how to set frequency, how to set tone, whatever, for his little radio. Okay, now, so slide 66, now we can jump to slide 66. It says check in to the incident, and that's the ICS 211 form. That's the one that, of course, we all signed when we came into class today, and we'll remember to sign out when you leave. The perhaps the best takeaway on that slide, the ICS 211, is many of us forget to sign out when we leave, myself included. So let's try to do a better job on that. Oh, and the reference for that, oops, I just lost my sheet. Slide 6. Okay, the reference for the ICS 211, you should label that a reference 02-04, as we talked about. Okay, so now we move to slide 67. Okay, talking about the form, we're familiar with it. Moving on to slide 68. Okay, now this is interesting. Here we're talking about, it says begin the ICC checklist, the ZR2-10AAF. Jay, do you have that on your form sheet?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You do have it. Okay. I would suggest that this is not a Mission Viejo Races authorized form. I printed it out and looked at it, and it's got some good ideas of things to do. A checklist of if you're going to the EOC and it's your responsibility to set up the EOC fast, it has a lot of things that we need to think about, but there's a lot of things missing from it given our configuration. And I would suggest that you know, this is food for thought for something that we might create for Mission Viejo.
Do we have a binder of the appropriate forms, blank versions, in with our radios at EOC? So when we start yanking out radios, we've got a binder of all the forms right there?
Yeah, I believe there are forms. There's a supply of forms. Yeah, well, you know, like to do TravelNet, do ResourceNet, do login. I think Charlie has all those forms over there, and just a kind of a side here on the tape and so forth. As I was driving over to class tonight, I thought I had to remember to get extra copies of the TravelNet script and the TravelNet log for Dale. Well, Dale remembered to do it also. So we had that one covered. But I got halfway here and I thought, the check-in log that we all signed, I don't remember seeing that in the materials that Charlie left for me. And I thought, how embarrassing would that be for us to have a class and not have the form. Good news is, Charlie thought of it, and it was among the forms, because he always has all the forms handy. So we need to follow his lead. I would have been quite embarrassed if we didn't have that form. But if you're interested in this ICC checklist, I'd suggest you go to vcn.org. On that page, over on the right-hand side, is a title that says ZR Resources. And under that, indented, is ZR Position and Forms. You need to click that, ZR Position and Forms. Then you'll get a page where it lists the various sections of ICS, ZR1, ZR2, ZR3. We've talked about that before. Click ZR2, which is Operations. And then you will find under that listed a bunch of forms, one of which is this ICC checklist, the ZR10AAF. And you can print it out. It's got some good ideas, but I think we need to modify it. In fact, page 69 and 70, it's there. It's just really hard to read, at least for me. I would submit that we need to possibly come up with a checklist of our own. So that takes us through the end of course 223's Charlie. Yay. Okay. And I think this is all I need. I don't need any of this. Okay, I did print out that material. So now we'll go to 223 David. This is the class that we were going to teach on the 29th of May. And hopefully we can get through the material this evening. 23CD. And do a control L. There it is. Okay, the good news is there's only one handout that seems relevant. Okay, I'm now looking at slide one. Again, this is the intended to be taught in 2 weeks. And what we're going to do, as you can see on slide 71, is talk about ICC documentation. And guess what? A lot of what's here is a review of everything we've talked about already. So one of the items that they're obviously talking about on slide 72 is that we should be using the ICS 211 check-in check-out form. That's what we were just talking about. And the main takeaway I had was the second bullet item on slide 72, which says a first person to the ICC or the EOC should start the new ICS 211 and a 214. Again, why the 214?
Isn't the 214, it's like a diary, but isn't the 214 a personal thing for each body, not a facility form?
Well, it looks to me like there is a 214 personal, you're absolutely right, but a 214, we're supposed to be maintaining a 214 for the EOC. And as Jay said earlier, probably maintained by the ZR25 or in our case, ZR11, Charlie, or one of his radio officers in charge, should be maintaining a log of the key things. It probably would be the priority and emergency traffic, for example, or SITSTAT, situation information that comes in about power lines down or roads that are not passable or whatever. So I think there is, in fact, we're supposed to be maintaining at 214. You see it that way, Jay?
Yeah, 214 for the OC, and then each of us individually have our own 214.
Okay.
We ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah, it's something new. We haven't seen that before, but it does make sense because you got to log the. That's where we could log the what Wayne calls SITSTAT, situations status, of intelligence coming in. And perhaps that would be a real fast way to, you fill out a form, and after several lines, you take it into the EOC. To summarize what we are getting as far as information from the field. Okay, the next form, interesting, we should be maintaining ICS 205, the communication plan. During our drill, where did we see the 205?
For the FIAP?
Yeah. I included it in the field incident activation plan. But they say it should be basically established as we start to use frequencies, because it wouldn't be pre-established like a drill. As we start to use our primary frequencies and our secondary frequencies, and we start to use simplex instead of repeater, that we keep a log on the 205 of which frequencies are active, so that those who are in the EOC know, say out during a shift change, which ones to use. And how, notice it says, begin documenting all frequencies used, the frequency, the purpose, and tactical call signs assigned. EOC 1, Field Op 2, whatever. Keep it updated as new frequencies are added. And document initiating the 205 on the ICS 214. So there's a use for the 214.
In regards to each radio position, at least I was using my own call sign.
Mm-hmm.
Should we have been using the RACES call sign for Mr. Diego RACES for all communications outbound?
Good question. I'd say yes. In fact, that's interesting. What does FCC say? You're the control operator, aren't you, Jay, for Mission Viejo? And you have the call sign.
I'm the trustee for the license.
Yeah, you're the trustee for the license. I think
so. That's a club call. I still think we need to identify ourselves.
Yeah, you do.
I think FCC says we identify ourselves.
They do.
Yeah. But it does beg the question, when do we use the club ID?
I doubt if we have to identify ourselves at field day.
Yeah, I was gonna say field day.
It is all K6 SOA.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's a very good example. So I think I'm gonna vacillate back to my initial position. Is I think we ought to be doing it on behalf of our city call sign.
Yeah.
And just for the record, our call sign, our license is Kilo Echo 6 Sierra Whiskey Echo.
Okay. I know we have that in our manuals, but how many of us could say what it is? I couldn't. Thank you.
It's easy to remember.
Wow.
Southwest Emergency.
Southwest Emergency? Kilo Echo 6 Southwest Emergency.
I just happened to
be
while we were assigned.
Okay, cool.
In our manual, it's on the small version of it's on page 1-7.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. So is it the consensus that we should use our club call?
Yeah.
Just as Sora uses their call for a field day.
Yeah, but SOAR's